Welcome. Hello, darling. I just wanted to let you know, you are here to be divine love. You are here at every moment to be walking with and as Source, Universe, Goddess, God, in the flow with your mojo, a badass tapped into infinite wisdom merged to your inner knowing, tighter than white on rice. You are supposed to have so many freaking miracles that you literally stumble over them. Your social media feed is a barrage of glittered happiness and authentic reality. You are fully realized as who you are. Life is programmed to be magic. The beneficent force that so easily creates a baby, flowers a peony, and allows that blazing sun to spin is within you, as every cell of your being. These cells long to return home and always be in endless communion with the wave that is life, that is your real life. I'm beyond thrilled that we're going to be sharing in this awakening together. I congratulate you for taking this step into your fuller, most marvelous self. Taking this kind of conscious care and open-hearted investigation of ourselves and this life ripples throughout our lives. It affects not only us, but makes everyone's life we touch higher, better, sparklier, more authentic. It is incredibly vulnerable and incredibly brave. It is the essence of living. Kudos. Your process begins now, not tomorrow or 2 weeks from now. It actually began the moment you opted into this program. So if bizarre things start happening, that's par for the course. Structures falling apart, irritations coming up, issues you thought you may have passed, once again rearing their not-so-pretty head. Even pockets of unexpected bliss, it could be anything. But a lot of times, it's the edgier stuff. Yeah, sorry about that. It's a bitch. But I am here to support you in this path, this journey, this process. I want you to be brave when the ick starts to come up. Because we want to rise above it, don't we? So notice it. Pay attention. You don't have to do anything else. Just see it. Ask to bring it. This process is deceptively deep. I promise you it'll be fun. And has the potential to cause physical, emotional, and spiritual upheaval. You can have it gentle and easy or full on, but be careful what you wish for because it comes. You're in good hands, your own. Life is about to get a whole lot brighter and clearer. It'd be super powerful if you'd like to begin to ponder an intention for yourself, whether you want it easy or hard. World, knock me on my ass. I want to get over this, past this, through this, above this, now, and I'm ready for anything you have to give me. Or, there's a lot going on right now. Please treat me with kid gloves and do it lovingly, nurturingly, gently. I want this, but I want it easy. Or, I already feel awakened and in the flow. I want major mojo doses of high levels of consciousness so that heaven on earth is my life, baby. This may be the moment you wonder what you've gotten yourself into. I'll offer that it's perfect, and you are ready exactly where you're supposed to be. There's not one moment, one word, meditation, or picture that is not intentional here. Every milliliter of content is literally blessed. These teachings are inspired by my teachers, monks and masters from the Oneness University in India. I don't want to get too woo-woo too fast, but I do want to let you know someone who's considered to be God consciousness in human form has literally given a hands-on blessing for this course, for you. In the historical Hindu and Buddhist language of Sanskrit, to take a sankalpa means to take an intent. At the highest spiritual level of consciousness, there has been a special sankalpa taken for this course, so that reading, watching, experiencing it becomes its own blessing. Your awakening is quickened with realizations that stem from the heart and not the mind. That's the kind of juju we're dealing with here, people. In India, in 2012, I knelt barefoot in front of an avatar, a man millions consider to be an embodiment of God on Earth, two monks flanking his sides, and asked specifically, "Please allow pure source to flow through me as this comes out. please bless everyone that reads this with highest levels of awakening, prosperity, and happiness. Please let this be widespread so that we can get the word out to the sophisticated, successful, busy, with it peeps who have a thirst for this realization and not so much time to find it. He made a deal with me. I will bless this, but you have to promise to get this to the younger generations. Do we have a deal? Negotiations with an avatar. Yeah, obviously, we have a deal. This was blessed for you, so that every word, moment, or mantra opens and deepens you to yourself, capital S. Every sip is intentional. This is also a multidimensional course. How we see or interact with something, anything, is different depending on our state of consciousness. Every time you go through this, there will be a new layer. It can continue to open and give to you. Particularly since it is blessed to do this, even if you think you quote-unquote know this, simply the energy here will provide new openings for you. Not everything is going to vibe with you here or make sense to you. You may not like some of it. It may be uncomfortable. That's cool, unexpected. Take what resonates. Some of the teachings may seem remedial and some may seem out of reach. It's always great to strengthen what we know and also to be perplexed but open to what we don't yet know. Question everything you hear until you experience it for yourself. I have zero interest in you believing what I say here. I do not do this work. It happens for you. I just give you this structure and show you the way. The structures, the path, are to provide an opportunity for your own happenings. Once you get a glimpse of oneness, your own divine love, or a long stretch of awakening, no one can take that from you. It is yours. Don't believe a stitch of what I or anyone else says until it's yours. Practice makes perfect, as the old adage goes. Our practices will bring you into the flow of perfection that is already life. Thank you for being willing to listen to what I have to say, to perhaps experiment and trust and leap into the deliciousness of your own knowing. I thank you because if we could get there easily, we wouldn't need each other for support. But just as we're connected in the dark, we're connected in the light. So come on in. Let's go together. I want you to know, even though we're not technically face to face, I approach this work holding that our shared integrity is based on trust. Our intimacy and openness is most sacred. I may not be in front of you on every page, but energetically, we're still creating a container, and I promise I am here to be witness to you. You can feel safe here. You are loved. I want to honor you for giving such a gorgeous gift to yourself and joining me here. Your soul recognizes his or her purpose and is drawn to revitalize and awaken itself. You also know somewhere deep inside that this is the best thing you could do for others around you. Your girl or boyfriend, your family, your children, coworkers, and even a gajillion other people on the other side of the planet you may never ever lay eyes on. We are all one. I want you to feel that, not think it, not hear it. I have no interest in you believing it until you have absolute proof in every fiber of your being that this is the truth. That is what is my intention for us to uncover together. Because when we feel this, when we know it, everything changes. The way we operate in the world is vastly different when every person we see is a part of our own being, and every action or circumstance or happening is only the universe giving us an opportunity to open up to ourselves even more. What if we could live that way? Not in theory or practice even, but in automatic action. Here in this crazy world of dirt and grime, skyscrapers and power, poverty, war, and economic disparity, how important is it to celebrate and ignite that divine within us? It's the most important. Can you imagine the day when the entire world is tapped in? I am so looking forward to you experiencing you. With nothing but love, Margaret.